So have you ever heard of something like a, it would be like a large pillow and a pillow.
Feather bed?
Well, it would, have you ever heard of a bolster?
No, uh-uh.
Well, if it went from this side of the bed to the other, you'd say it went half. If I said, did it go part of the way across the bed? You'd say, no,
it went all of the way.
And what about if you had too many people spend the night at your house?
Mm-hmm.
What would you put on the floor for them to sleep?
Mats, I guess.
Have you ever heard of an old something that'd be like a real big pillow, really, that you'd put on the floor and people would sleep in it? Own it? You ever heard of a pallet or?
A pallet, yes.
What's it?
A pallet.
What is that? What is it?
Well, a pallet to me would be something like a real heavy quilt or a real heavy blanket, something that you could, that'd be soft when you would lay down on it.
Would you use it for sleeping or just for sort of lantern or what?
For sleeping, I would say.
And what about if you expect a big yield, you know, from a field or something? You'd say you were expecting it because the soil was very
fertile.
What are the different kinds of land they have around here? You know, it's all real flat, but you know, what are the different kinds? Like, what do you call that land along the river?
I don't know exactly what you mean.
Well, what do you call like the flat, low-lying land down there, right along the river?
Riverbed.
And how is the riverbed, like where the river is, or is that the land on the
farm? No, that's the land that's farm that comes right up to the river.
So how big is a riverbed?
I guess it would depend on how big the river was.
Well, is it miles or is it?
No, it's not too. It wouldn't be more than a mile. To me, it wouldn't.
And what about just a low-lying kind of grassland? Then if you go toward a pasture island, a lot of it.
I don't know.
What about just a field that wouldn't be good for anything but, you know, like raising grass and maybe alfalfa or something like that? For hay?
I don't know.
You ever heard of a prairie?
Uh-huh.
What is that?
A prairie to me is grasslands that are just immense, you know, that go for miles and miles and miles.
Something flat or hilly or?
Flat.
What about
a meadow? What is it to me? A meadow could be more like a field, the way I imagine it, with grass in it. Usually more, a lot more fertile than a prairie.
Do you grow things in a meadow like you do in a field? Would you have a
no,
meadow?
No, it would have grass in it, just growing wild.
Well, what about that kind of land that has water standing on it almost all the time, all the time?
Swamps.
Now, when you say swamp, do you mean a land that has trees on it, or?
It could.
Does it have to?
No. But I imagine it mostly with trees.
So is that something that you have inland, or is it something you have along the water, or both, or what?
Both.
And what do you call the land, talking about Patrick Oliver again, where the kind of grass grows, you know?
The sand dunes?
Well, it's it has water standing on it for a lot of the time, except when the tide goes way out. And it's just, you know, it's where the shrimp breed.
I don't know what you call it.
You know where the sea oats grow?
Mm-mm.
It's that kind of grass that grows down there.